Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
All right, legends, let's get into our team of the week for round seven. Obviously, very hard to pick this week. A lot of star performances, particularly in the number one jersey. AJ Brimson, Dylan Edwards, Reece Walsh. There was plenty of them, but we had to go with one. We did end up going for Reece Walsh. He was unreal. For the Broncos against the Raiders, an absolute clinic, scored two tries and was pretty much involved in every other try that was scored in this game. He was unbelievable. So he was my fullback. Yes, call it what you want, a little bit controversial, but he was my guy at number one. On the wings, I had Jason Saab for the Manly Seagulls. I thought he was so dangerous every time he got the ball in hand. Had four tackle busts. Looked great in his return from that hamstring injury. Jack Bostock as well, scoring three tries for the Dolphins. And as I said, with Jason Saab looking dangerous every time he got the ball in hand. Jack Bostock, he has improved every single week. In the centres, for the Broncos again, I had Selwyn Cobbo. I thought he was unbelievable for the Broncos. Every time he got the footy, he looked like he was breaking the line. He looked like there was something was going to happen. He looked like he was going to score a try. He just looked great there in the centres. Will Penasini as well against the Dolphins. In a losing side, I thought that he was definitely the standout for the Parramatta Reels and has been over the past few weeks. In the halves, I had Nicho Hynes and Isaiah Katoa. Nicho Hynes was great for the Sharkies in a big win over the Cowboys, and Isaiah Katoa, he was fantastic for the Dolphins in the number seven jersey. Had to have them both in there. They were both fantastic. And Katoa, another guy that's improving every single week. In the front row, I had the big return of James Fisher-Harris. He was great against the Tigers and definitely one of the key forwards, giving them a lot of momentum through the middle. Now, my other front rower in a losing side was Adam Fanua-Blake. Just breaking tackles left, right, and center. He looked so, so good in a losing side. He had to be there for me. Yes, there were other great performances too in the front row, but in a losing side, I still thought he was one of the better front rowers of the weekend. I had Jeremy Marshall-King at nine. It was between him and Reid Marnie for me, but Jeremy Marshall-King, he takes the cake there. He was unreal. In the back row, Jordan Rickey was one of them for the Broncos. I thought he was great. Angus Crichton for the Sydney Roosters in the losing side, I thought was so, so dangerous there in the back row. Ran for over 100 metres and obviously building a very successful combination with Luke Keary there on that left-hand side. Now, a tough battle here at 13. I had Victor Radley. I had Patrick Carrigan. But the guy that takes the cake for me is Isaiah Yeo. Against the Tigers, he was unreal as the link man there in the middle. He was keeping a lot of structure in this side for the Panthers and has been so good for them for the past few weeks. He's almost been playing like another half with the absent Nathan Cleary, and he's been doing very, very well. And then on my bench, I've got Paddy Carrigan because he just missed out on getting onto the bench. He was insane yet again, obviously running 200 metres in this one and just looking so dangerous every time he ran the football. And again, even just doing the little things, obviously had a massive performance for the Broncos. Victor Radley is number 15. Again, just missed out on that 13 jersey for me. He was great for the Roosters, again, in a losing side. A Roosters side that nearly won this game too. I thought that he was sensational. Tom Trbojevic is my number 16. He probably just missed out on that fullback jersey. For the Manly Seagulls in a tight game against the Titans, I thought that he only just won the fullback battle. It was a great fullback battle between AJ Brimson and Tom Trbojevic. You could have had either one of those guys at fullback of the week for me, and I wouldn't argue with you either. It was a great, great competition, but I thought that Tom Trbojevic definitely deserved to be on the bench after the performance that he had. And then Ben Hunt just missing out on halves selection. Only just put him on the bench after watching the Sharks game and watching how good Nicho Hynes actually was. Obviously, Ben Hunt had to move over to the bench. So the bench is Paddy Carrigan, Victor Radley, Tom Trbojevic, and Ben Hunt. Let me know out of this team of the week what you would change. That's full time. See you in the next one.